grab them. I'm not, the Lord just led it there. I'm just, we're going to leave it at that. And it says this, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That passage from Ephesians fit us, I think, quite well as we finished our week. We learned many things this week, except for what poison ivy looks like. We're working on that, though. We know what it looks like after you touch it, though. But we learned that we can worship together in almost any space, and sometimes it's joining God in whatever space he's placed you. So we used a tool that I think was relatively new for this group. Amen? Something maybe more familiar to some of us, in that we were finding our place in the middle, sitting in the middle of a floor in a parish hall, but managed to find ourselves not only into a holy space, but what it means to fall into a bit of holy silence and hear God speak. So before this team speaks to you about their experiences, we are going to use this tool to enter into a holy space, which may be followed by a little holy silence. So you're welcome to join us as you feel so moved to do. You want me to start it? Prepare me to be.
Through my few years of previous mission experience, I have felt my faith grow, and I have felt a calling through it, but I haven't known what to do with it. This trip made it abundantly clear there is truly a calling. This past year, I just spent my first year living on campus at college, but that meant I didn't have a church nearby. I lacked spiritual consistency, and I lost my path a bit. But this trip gave me the opportunity to get right back on path, just as they usually do. I served this year, not as a youth, but as an adult, and got the experience from the other side, and to create the experience that I felt for others. This week has been truly beneficial in growing my faith and making me more comfortable in sharing my faith, just as we sang in front of you, which before this week, there was no way I would have done that.
This week on the mission trip, God has taught me how to better connect with people on a spiritual level. Throughout the mission trip, there was many times where we would pray together, and that helped me really connect. But I really had a true connection when we were with one of the St. Michael's members who had all her stuff shoved in the center of her living room due to the hurricane. And we were tasked with moving it back out. And at the end, we all laid hands and prayed for her. And I felt it really helped us connect with her on a spiritual level that I hadn't really felt before that. And so all this just really helped me in the future to be able to use this newfound ability in the real world to spread God's grace and be able to connect on a spiritual level with other people that I may have not even met before.
Throughout this mission trip, I was tested by God, not only as a Christian, but as a leader. But through this testing, I was given strength and an experience I will never forget. I was able to see God work through many people throughout the week, whether at VBS or working outdoors. I was always able to feel God's presence amongst us. I have become more confident in my faith from this trip. This trip has reinforced my concrete beliefs by making me realize what it means to be a Christian and what it means to be a youth. Whether it was the crazy kids at VBS challenging me or the extreme heat from working outdoors, I found that through prayer and teamwork, anything is possible with Christ. I will continue to attend mission trips, and I will continue to serve the community through prayer, being compassionate, and spreading my light. Overall, this trip is one I will never forget, and I am truly grateful for all of your support.
Hello, my name is Matthew Ingerski, and I would like to share how the summer mission trip down to Sanibel Island went. To start off, I had a lot of fun working with the entire crew on this trip and seeing how God moved through them and through the people we were working for. One thing that really stood out to me was how when we were working, it wasn't just the organizations we were benefiting, it was the entire island. Seeing how the word of us being there spread throughout the island was really amazing. So it showed us that we were not just helping people we were working for, we were helping everyone. Throughout this mission trip, God has changed me in my heart. Since we arrived, I could feel the presence of God everywhere we went. And I believe he changed my heart by making me view people's situations differently, making me more patient, and giving me a better understanding of how God does his work in general. And I would like to say thank you for all the support to do such things as this mission trip.
Hello, most everyone here kind of knows me, but in case you didn't, I'm Katie, and I went on this mission trip, at least at the start of the week. I went on the mission trip because I wanted to. I wanted to fill out my summer and have something else to do, and for some reason, this seemed like the perfect thing to do. I wasn't sure why, but it was. I thought it would be easy. So just by that statement alone, you can tell it wasn't. I worked VBS, so I had about 20 kids around me from 8 to 3. Definitely not easy. So one of the things I learned is that the kids loved God. It was so easy for them to just believe in him, to just love him, and that was amazing to see. I think God changed me in many ways on this trip. One of those was probably how I can see God. He was in the crafts that everyone made. He was in the food we prepared and in the kids and all around. I'm certain I'll see him in so many new places. I went because I wanted to, but a week ago I couldn't tell you why. So when you see me, you should ask me why I went on the mission trip. I'm going to have a much different answer.
This mission trip taught me something I didn't really know on my last one. It taught me that God is always there with me in my presence. I feel like I was never empty or without God at all this mission trip. I feel like he was always giving me the strength, perseverance, or passion to do what I wanted. At the work sites, he was always there acting as shade for me when I was very hot. I feel like this mission trip taught me that I'm never alone in my spiritual journey and that I'm always with somebody.
Hi, my name is Zach. Throughout the mission trip, it took me a while to figure out really how I felt and whether I knew God was in my presence or not. I really had an eye-opening moment, and I really felt the Holy Spirit move through me, and it released this pressure that I'd never felt before. And after feeling it, I would want nothing less other than to spread it with others, to make sure that they know that they have God and he will always be a part of their lives.
It's really cool when you have those moments come out like that.
So, excuse me, the Holy Spirit's been moving in me all week.
Watching these kids grow, find their strengths, and leaning into each of their own challenges really helped me to see my own. It brought me closer to God, close enough to hear Him tell me to surrender to Him, to allow the Holy Spirit to work within me, to be vulnerable in Christ. It's certainly not easy. And that being vulnerable is okay. I don't need my own strength, I have His strength, not only to, in my line of work, to physically get through a hard day, but in any aspect of my life. And it's been really cool this week to see and watch these youth stretch and grow as they've wrestled with the challenges inside themselves, just like each of us do. And I'm very grateful and thankful that you've supported this ministry and allowed myself and these youth to truly feel the presence of God by allowing them to intentionally take steps to draw near to Him.
When Morgan told me she wasn't coming on this trip, I really struggled. God awakened a fear in me to do this without her and without her leadership. So last Sunday, when the mission team gathered up for departure, I felt unprepared to guide and lead the group. This was the second mission trip of my life, and I didn't feel qualified. I honestly was terrified to be a leader and anxious, knowing that we were definitely going to face lots of challenges with those that we were serving and within ourselves. That's how mission works. I do know that part. Things always go wrong. But then I kind of thought, well, I'm a big problem solver and I love helping others. I'm empathetic, I'm a good listener, and I knew we'd have a multitude of problems that needed solving. So I started getting a little bit excited at that point. I was going to be really busy helping other people. By Wednesday evening, it was clear that a change had to happen. I felt frustrated by my failings and by the actions of others on the team. I felt a wedge being formed. So I started questioning what I needed to do differently. Where was I failing? We held a Eucharist service together that night and broke bread while sitting on the floor. And I was reminded that God didn't call me on this mission trip to perform perfectly. He did not want perfection. He wanted me to be His obedient servant. He wanted me to be close and intimate with Him in His presence. He wanted me to allow the Holy Spirit room to move among our mission team. I had been in the way of God's plan from day one. I was trying to control everything. So I asked for forgiveness for not seeking Him first. And I opened my heart completely to receiving God's love and prayed there would be no more room for me and my ideas. I yearned to be in His presence fully and asked Him how I should serve His people who were suffering. From that moment on, God used my spiritual gifts to His glory, being so vulnerable that I almost felt inside out. I prayed without thinking about the words I was saying or even remembering them when the prayer ended. The fear and anxiety I'd started the trip with, the false confidence that I could control and fix the problems of others, had not been of God. This recognition was not just necessary for me on this mission trip, but life-changing and a new piece of my spiritual understanding that can be built upon. So less of me and more of you, Lord.
Well, we can see, right? And we have heard that the Spirit moved through all. One of the things that we did as leaders before we went on our trip was we were kind of going through a book study and talking about what it meant to be a leader on the trip and what it meant and what our purpose was. And one of our ending questions was, what is your why? Why are you doing this? Why are you on a mission trip? And so for me, reflecting on that, I realized that when I was young, and I was, amazingly enough, I was your age, I was also on that searching and really didn't know the Word of God, but I was kind of brought to the church, maybe dragged, maybe, but it was through youth events. It was through time with God and space with God and serving God that, you know, I was touched and I was able to continue coming back and learning more and asking that question. And I remember always hearing that verse from 1 Corinthians about love is patient. Love is patient, love is kind, and does not envy. I always remembered that, learning it. But it wasn't until I heard the continuing ones, right? The ones that, the message that came after that. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. That is what kind of kept me coming back to that love, to learn that love. So I felt like on this trip, we're trying to be that example for you. We keep coming back to love, to God, to finding that place in our heart to serve and to show our love for God. So amazing job. Thank you for your support. They were phenomenal. It was awesome.
Yeah, so I got to adjust.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah. So I stand before you again, renewed in the strength of youth, in particular these youth that are behind me, to be beacons of Jesus Christ. I stand with strong, faithful Christians. They are not kids or youth or young people, but bold and courageous embodiments of Christ. They have stepped out into the world and led with Jesus, our risen Savior, in their hearts. For wherever we went, there was Christ also. So I sat this week with today's lessons all week. But it really wasn't until the reading of the gospel today that it really sunk in and it really settled with me. And I finally put it all together. We're all called to be shepherds, just as Jesus Christ is our shepherd. But in particular, for us adults, to be shepherds of our youth. You see, holy innocence, we are their faith foundation, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. We have made the space for them to thrive. It is our role in particular as adults to stand side by side with them and support them as they continue to grow in their faith and practice. They might not always get it right, but who among us does? They're willing to be vulnerable enough to step out of their comfort zone, to lead worship, to be publicly pray, and even to be a witness here before us all. I am committed to using the gifts God has given to me to imbue Christ into this generation of faithful stewards. There are few tasks of greater importance, and pray that we all will join in this good work of raising up this generation and the generations which will follow. Our youth continue to lead this congregation in the mission field, and I continue to heed the call to join them in this field. When you join us, you too will be surprised by what we can accomplish under their leadership. And I am not talking about the number of weeds pulled or the fruit cups sorted, VBS songs sang, or glue sticks counted, which is immense in and of itself. But most importantly, in the lives which have been transformed through their witness of the power of Jesus. I am proud to stand here with you as a testament to your witness. Continue to be strong in the mission field, your faith and its practices. I, along with this congregation, look to your leadership and are here side by side with you, leaning to your experiences and which have brought you to deeper faith in Christ. It will serve you well as you venture beyond the safer space of mission trip. Be curious, ask questions. It will only strengthen your faith and practice. Trust in your fellow missioners, for they are here to support you as you confront the world around us. Together, we will spread the redeeming power of Jesus Christ, our Savior, to those who have yet to have a personal relationship with Jesus. So I thank everyone for your prayers for this team. I also thank everybody who bought a $50 or even a $400 pie. Without your financial support, this week couldn't happen, and you would not get to hear the awesomeness that Jesus has done with this team. And I thank you.
So when we have the pie auction, you wonder how much a pie is worth. This is what it's worth. Amen.
Thank you, one and all. Seriously. Let us affirm our faith now in the words of the Nicene Creed.